Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Prahlad, the best amongst of all exalted devotees, text number 7. Iti dasyasi me kaman varam tvam vara darshava kamanam ridda samroham bhavatas tu rine varam. Yidi, if das yasi, want to give me kaman, anything desirable, varan, as your benediction, tvam, you, varada rishava, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can give any benediction, kamanam, of all desires for material happiness, ridi, that's an easy one, ridi, within the core of my heart, asamroham, no growth. No growth. Bhavata, from you. To then. Rene, I pray for. Varam, such a benediction. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you at all want to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray for your lordship that within the core of my heart there be no material desires. Prabhupada, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to pray for benedictions. From the Lord, he said, I don't have any translator today. Nadanam nadanamna sundarim kavitam vadagadi shakamaye mama janmani janmani shware bhavatad bhakti rahaitu ki twayi. O my Lord, I do not want from you any amount of wealth, nor many followers, nor a beautiful wife, for these are all materialistic desires. But if I have to ask you for any benediction, I pray that in whatever forms of life I may take my birth, under any circumstances, I will not be bereft of your transcendental devotional service. Devotees are always on the positive platform in contrast to the mayavadis who want to make everything impersonal a void. One cannot remain void, shunyavadi. Rather, one must possess something. Therefore, the devotee on the positive side wants to possess something. And this possession is very nicely described by Prahlad Maharaj, who says, if I must take some benediction from you, I pray that within the core of my heart there may be no material desires. The desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not at all material. Iti dasyasi me kaman varam svam vara darshava kamanam ridya samroham bhavatas tu rine varam. O my Lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you'd all want to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray for your lordship that within the core of my heart there'll be no material desires. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, after going through a very elaborate explanation of how to come to the mode of goodness in one's knowledge, one's intelligence, one's actions, one's charity, one's determination, one's happiness. So then Krishna concludes, Budhya Vishuddhya Yukto Jitatmana Niyamyacha Shabda Din Vishayantyaktva Ragadvesha Vyudasyacha Vivikta Desya Lagvasi Yatavak Kayamanasa Dhyana Yoga Puro Nityam Vrayagam Samapashitya. Ahankaram Palam Darpam Kamakrota Purigraham Vimucha Virmo Shanto Brahma Bhuyaya Kapate. Being purified by one's intelligence and controlling one's mind with determination, one who lives in a secluded place, who eats little, who's always controlling his mind and senses, who's detached, then etc., etc., then he gradually comes to the platform of self-realization. In other words, oh, and then he says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Prasanatma means joyful. Now, in order to come to the platform of joyfulness, one has to give up material desires. Lust, anger, greed, envy, madness, illusion. And under the spell of illusion, people think that these are the causes of happiness. So that's the difference between material life and spiritual life. In material life, one believes that to gratify the senses is the actual path of happiness. Chintyam aparayam cha pralayantam upashitya kama papoga paramam etavam iti nischitya asha pashu shuterabhada kama krodha parayana ihanti kama bogartha ayenartha sanjaya. They believe that to gratify the senses until the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense enjoyment. The Vanayak person thinks, Idam adyamayab labdva, imam prapse manaravartam, idam astiyamapime, bhavishati purardhanam. Asomaya takshatra, henishe chaparanapi, ishvaraham hambogi, siraham balavan suki, adyo bijanavanasmi, konyosti sadrishomaya, yakshe desyami modisya, ityagana vimohitaha. The demoniac person thinks, so much is mine today, and I'll gain more, so much wealth do I have today, and I'll gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine, and I'll get more and more. He is my enemy and I have killed him, and my other enemy will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am surrounded by rich aristocratic relatives. I shall perform some sacrifice. I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, the demoniac could be bewildered by ignorance. In other words, material nature is very kind. It gives us a virtual reality with which we can live, and we can actually believe that we're involved in some kind of drama where we're the center. That's the whole point of material existence, is to put ourselves in a drama where we're the hero. Now, the only one who's really cheering us on is our mind. False ego, actually. Our false ego is always saying, I believe in you. You can do it. And there are seven types of indirect rasas in the spiritual world. And there are seven rasas in the material world also. There are actually 11 or 12. And even with suffering, ghastly rasa, bhayam, fear, or other kinds of undesirable rot, we still think we're the hero. We still think that we're the center of attention. But actually it's not us, it's the body that we've taken shelter of it, that we're deluded into thinking it's some kind of hero. And indeed, in the course of history, some bodies take some leadership. Amongst the illusion living entities, some think that they're bigger, they have a greater illusion than everyone else. So many Mussolinis have come, so many Napoleons have come, so many pharaohs have come, so many Brahmas have come, putting themselves in the center of the universe, but actually their activities are insignificant, have no mention. How many creations of Brahma have come, creations of Brahma have gone, since we've been absorbed in the material consciousness, and we were believing that we were on the top of the universe at one moment, the next moment we're crawling around in some little hole somewhere. In any case, even if you're a worker ant somewhere, they'll actually believe that you're the strongest worker ant. You're a special worker ant. And you want some recognition from the queen. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, any kind of benediction, any asking Krishna for benedictions, is not very desirable because we're always asking Krishna for something and we're not getting anywhere by doing so. Because we're always asking in the material world, we're asking for benedictions for things in relationship to the material energy. Now, the material nature is considered to be zero in the sense that what appears to us to be substantial is just the flickering energy of the material energy, of the material nature, constantly transforming itself from one form to the next. We're going from one illusory state to the next. Shortly before we had a little tiny baby body, and now we have this body, and somehow or another we believe that this body I have is going to last for a long time. But this body is going to rapidly change as the other bodies just rapidly change, flickered and disappeared. So this body is going to flicker and disappear, and then we'll find ourselves in some other flickering situation. Therefore, Prahlad doesn't want more illusion. He said, I have enough of it. Everyone in the material world is getting their illusory desires fulfilled by being rewarded different types of illusion to be put under. So, if you don't like your illusion, and you work hard to get a better illusion, it's like adding, you have a whole bunch of zeros and you decide to add a few more zeros. You're going to wind up with the same number. Zero. Of course, for pure devotional service, there's a certain, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a certain need. Jiva, that life's desire should be such that one desires a healthy life, at least. Nothing more should be the objective of material existence. So that we have a healthy enough life so we can go on with our service. In other words, have the opportunity to hear, chant, remember Krishna, and therefore not become so distracted by the, as Prahlad Maharaj said previously to his childhood boyhood, the dwindling of the body, embarrassed by the dwindling of the body. Now we're mighty King Kong. We're beating on our chest. The next moment we don't have a chest to beat on. It's disappeared. And therefore we're forced to become humble because the very object that we thought was the cause of our pride, the reason why we should be proud, suddenly diminishes, dwindles, and is about to disappear. We have no reason to be proud anymore because we're exposed as being an insignificant living entity. So better to acknowledge the actual significant living entity, Krishna, and pray for him that we can understand our position. Now, to understand our position means to understand how insignificant we are. But no one in the material world came to the material world to become insignificant. We already had enough opportunities to be insignificant in the spiritual world. Because no one in the spiritual world is morose, thinking I'm insignificant, my self-esteem has been diminished, everyone picks on me because I'm so tiny. No, everyone there is in the state of constant love and enthusiasm, admiring how great everyone else is. Even Krishna is overwhelmed by appreciation for all his servitors. So in the spiritual world, there's no question of loss of self-esteem. There's only appreciation. One is not concerned with one's own position. One is only concerned with satisfying Krishna. And here too, We're not even concerned about ourselves. We're only concerned about satisfying our illusory desires, in spite of the fact it has no benefit for ourselves personally. Prahlad Maharaj, being awake, he understood that why should I waste my time trying to satisfy illusory desires when I can do something beneficial for myself and everyone else by becoming Krishna conscious, by getting rid of my material desires. If you're asleep and there's so much difficulty, the best thing is to wake up, and then all the difficulty will go away. If the tiger is biting you in a dream, the best remedy is not to kick the tiger and try to get it out of your dream. The best remedy is to wake up so the tiger disappears. So similarly, our problem in the material world, which is all due to the fact we're identifying ourselves with these gross and subtle bodies, is that at once disappeared when we identify ourselves with Krishna. Then there is nothing to hanker for or lament for. Instead, the actual object of our worship, which shouldn't be a dead material body, the actual object of the worship, the all-blissful, loving, Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the constant source of our experience and pleasure, and therefore one has nothing to hanker for or lament for anymore. So this is what Prahlad Maharaj prays for on our behalf, so that we can not become deluded by these allurements. Modern society is specifically training people to become identified with their gross and subtle bodies and therefore work like a dog to achieve meaningless goals and eat like a hog, sex like a pigeon, and defend like a tiger, all in the name of so-called progress. But this progress is simply, as Krishna says, it covers the living entity and it bewilders him. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
You were mentioning about the maintaining this body. And as a condition souls, we have some kind of basic needs on level for now. Example, he experiencing the challenging with the health and sometimes emotional states and sometimes other needs. And so how we are doubtful that this is also spiritual. How can we have proper mindset that we endeavor, for example, to take care of health for the Krishna service, something like that?
Yeah, that's right, for Krishna service. So we have to consciously remind ourselves that the reason why I'm taking care of my health is for Krishna service. The difference between material and spiritual is one has Krishna and the other one doesn't. That's all.
Sometimes the line is very thin between this is for Krishna, this is because we're conditioned and we have this tendency to please in the name of Krishna, you know, we have some own ideas.
Well, Krishna, if we're sincere, Krishna will give us the intelligence what to do. If we're not really very sincere, we're not very anxious to find out what Krishna wants us to do, then of course Krishna won't give us so much intelligence. Then we'll have to learn by experience. But if what we're doing helps us remember Krishna, then it's auspicious. If what we're doing doesn't help us remember Krishna, then it's not auspicious.
And if our intention was not proper, then we'll get reaction, probably.
Well, this body is a reaction in itself. We have an opportunity to get the proper consciousness if we want. Therefore, our main business is hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, etc., so that we can remember Krishna. As far as reaction, this body itself is a reaction. We don't have to get a reaction. We already got the reaction. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.